We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a Falcons Friday. Complete coverage of the Falcons and the Jets in the preseason opener tonight on the home of the Falcons. Our coverage begins at 5:30 with the pregame show. West, Dave, John Michaels at 7:30 kickoff from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and we're talking about the Falcons and the NFL kicking off this season. We were talking about some of the new rules. Be very intriguing to see what happens with the new helmet rule, the new kickoff rule, and then some of the new players. And we're asking you on our Vision Computer poll question today about the Falcons rookies and who you're most excited to see tonight. Is it Calvin Ridley? Is it Deidrin Sinat? Is it Isaiah Oliver? Is it Ito Smith? Now, Calvin Ridley's going to win this by a long way, Hugh. But he is part of now the big three, Ridley, Sanu, and Jones. To me, one of the things that's going to be really fascinating.
You sound like a lawyer for Ridley, Sanu, and Jones. The law firm of Ridley, Sanu, and Jones. We got you covered.
We got you covered. Well, hopefully they got you into the end zone here. It's going to be fascinating. Justin Hardy's going to be returning kicks. You have Marvin Hall. You have Reggie Davis. You have a lot of guys tonight and through this preseason who can kind of prove to themselves where they belong in the rotation of the wide receivers.
Yeah, not only that, John, you're talking about Justin Hardy getting first crack at this. Oh, Justin Hardy might be fighting for his job. You know, with Calvin Ridley out here, you know, that could be a reality. So he's probably looking at it like he has to go out there and show up and show out. Because just like we just talked about, John, there is going to be certain niches that need to be filled as far as specialty players, like guys that can do certain things. Justin Hardy might just be getting the first crack at it because he might be a guy that's on the bubble.
Right, but he could, you know, in terms of – being on the return teams for
punt. No, that's what I'm saying. That's why they're putting him out there.
He could be a special teams
guy. Yeah, he could be a special teams guy, but that's what I'm saying. He might be a guy that he is on the bubble. So yeah, he might have to go out there and he might have to show out tonight.
And it's also going to be, I think, interesting to watch too, is as we get into the season, if what we hear, and we saw it a little bit in the mini camps. With Tevin Coleman splitting wide, how many reps does that take away from the Hardys or the Halls or the Davises, in terms of Tevin Coleman being used as an actual slot guy, as an actual wideout? Because, you know, they're asking Tevin to do a little bit more than just running back, and that's with the addition of Ito Smith. So that'll be another kind of fascinating thing to watch, too. Those wideouts, that's another battle within the battle. You know, who's going to be kind of 4 and 5 in those wideouts, and would they carry a sixth wideout? Maybe they will.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, man. Every year with the addition of new players and the NFL evolving every year, they have to evaluate these guys all the time. Like, they're always being evaluated. As much as practice has changed, as much as the game has evolved, one thing still holds true is that you have to be – you always are trying to make your team better. And that, you know, that's the addition of new players. That's reevaluating old players. Now, granted, some guys, like, say, a Julio Jones, he doesn't have to worry about his job. Matt Ryan doesn't have to worry about his job. Jake Matthews is another guy that doesn't have to worry about his job. But almost everybody else, you best believe in the NFL, they are looking to upgrade you every chance that they can get. Every chance they can get, they're looking to replace you.
Again, broadcasting from Racetrack in Alpharetta this morning, Ito Smith's only getting 4% of our vote. And he's an interesting guy. He's a smaller back, but boy, he's got quicks and hops, and he's the kind of guy that, you know, he gets a little crease and he can make two turn into seven in a heartbeat. He's a fast guy. That'll be an interesting guy to watch tonight. But I'd like to talk for a minute, if we can, Hugh, in regards to our poll about another rookie that doesn't get a lot of chatter. There's a lot of talk about Calvin Ridley. There's a lot of talk about Deidrin Sinat. There's some about Ito Smith. Not a whole lot of talk about Isaiah Oliver in terms of us, the station, the media. But, boy, you listen to these guys and hear what they have to say. Isaiah Oliver, the youngster out of Colorado, really long arms, very athletic, big wide, has made some really nice plays in camp. And some of the wide receivers have commented that they say Oliver's a tough guy to go against. And so his impact on that secondary, which is, if it's as good as they seem to think that he might be, that secondary could end up being a premier position on this team.
Yeah, you're talking about, John, that you're looking at positions now where you can create matchup problems for certain people in your division. And maybe you look at a guy like Isaiah Oliver and you look at that's probably one of the reasons why they got him. Because you're always – the first thing – the way that I was taught was that when you're looking to have success at the NFL level and especially in your division, you have to play matchups in your division first. Once you get out your division, then you worry about everybody else. But you're looking to match up with certain teams in your division to have success against them. And with his long arms and the way that his body is built, you could potentially have matchup situations within the division against him.
Yeah, because I think a lot of it is expected, you know, Dez Trufant to go and have a better year than he had last year now that he's fully healthy. And even Dez has told us, right? I mean, we talked to Dez, and he said his expectation is he's going to have his best year as a pro. That's what he's putting on himself, saying, I have to take that back to all-pro level. Rocky Alford has certainly grown into that position. Rico Allen just got paid. DeMonte Casey in year two, will he take a big leap? We know what you're going to get out of Keanu Neal, even though Dan Quinn has said, you know, he's got to step up, and Kamal Ishmael. I mean, again, that's a lot of bodies out there. You start to add this youngster Oliver in there, and that secondary and safety and corner suddenly has a lot of options for nickel, has a lot of options for dime, and is a position.
And it's big.
Yeah, and it's that's and it. I was about play, to say, big.
Yeah, you can play physical. You know, you can play that press. You can press if you want to a little bit. You know, you still got that 5-yard rule in the NFL where you can't touch anybody at the 5 yards. But with his long frame and his big body and his speed, he can body some receivers up. He can body the bigger receivers up, and it gives you an advantage at that position. Because when you look at the Falcons' corners, they're, for lack of a better word, Lilliputians. They're not that big. And sometimes last year, you saw them get out physical at the point of attack. What I mean by that, when they're going for jump balls and everything, they get out physical. They get bodied. So now you got a guy like Isaiah Oliver out there who's a bigger corner who can run with these guys. You got a better chance of winning that one-on-one matchup with a guy like that out there.
Well, it's almost like you have to in the NFL these days because of all the Mike Evans of the world. When you get guys that are 6'5" who can run,
yeah. But you know what the funny thing
about
it? You
can't cover with somebody who's 5'9".
Think about it like this. It's funny how those things work, John. Because when I played in the league, the corners were bigger, and the receivers were smaller. They were getting smaller. Michael Irvin was like, I remember with Bobby Taylor. They got Bobby Taylor to combat Michael Irvin. And then all of a sudden, the receivers start getting smaller. Now the receiver's getting bigger, and the corner's getting smaller. That's just how it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.